Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Martha Coakley, who had hoped to become the state's first elected woman governor, conceded the race late this morning. As the final tally showed, she lost to Republican Charlie Baker by less than 2 percentage points.
I am so proud to be a Democrat in Massachusetts, in a state that cares about its people. Thank you for being here today, and I thank you for helping me with this race. But most importantly, I am challenging you to never give up. Let's keep working.
Martha Coakley is not saying what kind of work she'll pursue when her term as Attorney General ends in January. But some political advisors say that after she lost two statewide races, and with new stars rising in the Democratic Party, Coakley's political career is likely over. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Behind a podium at her campaign headquarters, Coakley spent some time reflecting as she looked out at a sea of faces, friends and colleagues, many of whom she has known for years.
You know, a lot of you have heard me talk about how I got into politics and how I started to run first. I was in the first class to go to Williams College.
That's the first class of women to attend Williams.
You know, my mom didn't have a chance to go to college.
Coakley choked up several times as she looked back on this race and her career in politics, but she also looked ahead.
I want to say this to all the young women who have worked on this campaign, who have thought about running for office, who have tried and maybe not won. It's important that you do it.
That's right.
It's important that you lean in. And if you want a good example of that, she's right at my left shoulder. Look at Maura Healey.
Healey worked in Coakley's office and last night won the race to succeed Coakley as Attorney General. Healey says Coakley has taken on many tough fights during her career to protect abortion rights, to help families struggling with foreclosure, and to overturn laws that banned gay marriage.
She has been an amazing mentor and role model and leader to me and to so many, women and men alike. She has and will leave an indelible mark on this state.
Coakley made a mark early on as head of the Child Abuse Unit in the Middlesex District Attorney's Office, where she prosecuted a British au pair accused of fatally shaking a baby boy in 1997. The baby's mother, Deborah Epen, was a fixture at the trial and spoke about Coakley in 2010.
Martha brought hope to my devastated family.
Coakley faced her share of criticism for cases she did or did not pursue, and most recently for the suggestion that politics interfered in her review of allegations against former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMacy. Coakley nearly derailed her own political career with a surprising loss to Republican Scott Brown in the campaign for U.S. Senate after Ted Kennedy's death. At the end of that race in 2010, Coakley addressed some of the Democratic faithful who felt she took the race for granted.
I am heartbroken at the result, and I know that you are also. But I know that we will get up together tomorrow and continue this fight.
It's a message she repeated today. Coakley has said this would be her last race. She did not repeat that message this morning.
There are so many things that I care about that I'm interested in. I want to find a way to continue working for people in Massachusetts. What form that takes, I don't know yet.
Coakley will remain in the public eye. Her controversial agreement with Partners Healthcare is in court next week. Her immediate plans include lunch with her husband and a long walk with their two Labrador retrievers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.